right now, Mother's Day this weekend. We've been telling you all freaking for the past 2 weeks not to forget about it. But here's something for you, something cool for you. The greatest, in fact, the top 10 sexiest mother-daughter combos of all time, according to our good friend, Mr. Skin, everybody.
Hello, Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not too much. Yeah, you know, I was trying to think of a promotion for Mother's Day for the website, and I could have... It would have been real easy for me to do like hottest TV MILFs or hottest moms, and instead of doing that, I really challenged myself and said, okay, yeah, we'll do hottest top 10 hottest moms at MrSkin.com, but to be on the list, your daughter has also had to have been naked in a movie or TV show.
No, so. no, your real life daughter or your movie?
Your real life daughter.
Ooh, the first one that comes to mind for me, like hot mom-daughter combos, I don't even think is on this list. Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson.
Oh, they're on the list. They're number one.
Oh, when is Kate Hudson naked?
Way to blow the
famous.
Number one.
An hour and 10 minutes into Almost Famous, Kate Hudson.
Well, that's right.
It. Yeah.
Way to blow the list, Rich.
Yes. Oh, no, that's fine. The list, the order isn't so important. It's just the share in the nudity really is how we have to look at it.
Well, it shows they were good moms, and the daughters followed in their footsteps. MrSkin.com for the top 10 sexiest mother-daughter combos. Let's start off, Mr. Skin, with number 10.
Number 10 on the list is people remember her from the movie Psycho. Janet Leigh was in the famous shower scene in Psycho 45 minutes in. We did discover a nip slip during that scene, by the way. I think when Alfred... Yeah, right, exactly. When Alfred Hitchcock made that movie and things were happening so quick, I don't think he ever anticipated DVDs or that the MrSkin.com offices would go through that frame by frame. But she was nude, visible nip in that. But really, people don't... Some people might not know that her husband's a famous actor, Tony Curtis. They had a daughter, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Janet Lee from Psycho and her daughter, Jamie Lee Curtis, the Curtits, as you would say.
Yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis, who has some guns ablaze in the GABs, but also rumored to have a wiener or something like that.
Yeah, that's a big rumor. All we can confirm is that she had some of the best breasts ever seen in an 80s movie, Trading Places. It doesn't get much better celebrity breasts than Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places.
And you can see all the nude scenes at MrSkin.com. Again,
of course.
Let's move along, Mr. Skin, number 9.
Number 9, you guys know who Eva Green is. She was in Casino Royale. She played Vesper Lynn, the Daniel Craig James Bond movie. She was the hot girl that he hooked up with in that movie.
Okay.
Gorgeous. She did a movie called The Dreamers in 2003. If you haven't seen this, chock full of nudity, tons of nudity from Eva Green in this movie. Her mother, you probably don't know her, but she's a French actress, very famous in French in France, named Marlene Jobert. She was naked in 8 films in her career, but mother-daughter have both done tons of nudity. And Eva Green is becoming a big star here in the U.S. after Casino Royale.
Now, Mr. Skin, what is the trend here? Are most of the daughters or mothers hotter in their prime?
That's an interesting one. It's kind of 50-50, I'd say. Like 50% of them, I think the mom was hotter in her prime, and 50%, I think, the daughter. So it's really close. It's a great question. I was thinking about that this morning when I was looking at the list. Now, number 8 on our list, the most famous porno movie of all time is probably Deep Throat. It was the most successful. Everyone knows the movie. The nurse in that was played by Carol Connors. Obviously, very graphic nudity in that, as you can imagine. But a lot of people don't know Carol Connors' daughter is Thora Birch, who had a great nude scene in American Beauty. She was the one naked in the window.
Yeah, with the big old boobs. Remember that?
Big old giant ones, yeah. So you could see where the breasts come. But Carol Connors, the nurse in Deep Throat, her daughter, Thora Birch, that's number 8 on our list, Mother's Day special, naked moms and their naked daughters. Number 7 on the list, Jane Mansfield was a famous 50s sex kitten and was in one of the first, and this is a historically... a historic movie for nudity, Promises, Promises in 1963 was the first real American movie that really promoted the nudity and actually had nudity in it from a star, and Jane Mansfield had some great nude scenes in that. Her daughter is a star of Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Mariska Hargitay, who plays Olivia Benson on that. And she did a movie called Welcome to 18 where her character...
Whoa, hold on. Mariska Hargitay's nude in what movie? Isn't she the highest paid television actress?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do... let me tell you, in Welcome to 18, she had a shower scene. Butt was seen, but it was an obvious body double, which we note at MrSkin.com. But our... our skin technicians in the Mr. Skin Labs did notice on an appearance on Conan O'Brien on April 24th of 2003, while sitting in the chair talking to Conan, an actual nip slip that we got.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. I see it on MrSkin.com.
Mr. Skin, you're my favorite pervert.
Some Hargitay nip right there. Thank you. We're counting down the top 10 sexiest mother-daughter combos, a Mr. Skin Mother's Day tribute. Number 6.
Yes, and in each one, remember, there had to be nudity involved. But number 6 is Nastasha Kinski. Anyone who watched cable TV in the 80s or 90s remembers all those movies she was naked in. She's been naked actually 22 times in her career. Cat People, a horror movie with Klaus Kinski, one of my favorites. But her daughter, Sonia Kinski, is naked last year in a movie called All God's Children Can Dance. And this is one where I cannot decide who's hotter in their prime, Nastasha Kinski or Sonia Kinski, but both are ridiculously hot, and you guys got to see the nudity Sonia Kinski has in All God's Children.
Nice. Number 5 is Covino's favorite because he's a huge Meredith Baxter fan.
Well, you know, it's funny. I threw this in as a kind of a, you know, it went out. Yeah, it was like it's not technically should have been on the list, but the nudity's so great I didn't think you guys would mind. We went with the family ties mom-daughter thing where Meredith Baxter played Michael Keaton's Alex P. Keaton's mom, Michael J. Fox's mom in Family Ties, and the daughter Justine Bateman, Mallory. Well, Meredith Baxter did a made-for-TV movie called My Breast in 94 where she actually showed her breasts on network TV, believe it or not, and they were ginormous, by the way. Her daughter in the show, Justine Bateman, playing Mallory, I was giving up hope that Mallory would ever do a nude scene. About 3 or 4 years ago, she did a Showtime miniseries, 4 episodes only, called Out of Order, and Eric Stoltz and Felicity Huffman were in a steam room. She walks in a towel, drops the towel, and I have to say Mallory's memories were outstanding. I mean, it was worth the wait, and if you're a fan of hers, you got to check that out.
Nice, a little mother TV daughter.
Yeah,
combo.
It was a little TV
thing. I wonder if Skippy broke ever got a hold of those.
Broke the rules, but that's okay. No one's really going to bitch too much about it. Now, number 4 on our list, this will make you guys feel old. Lisa Bonet, we all know her from The Cosby Show, right? She did a movie in the 80s called Angel Heart, which had Mickey Rourke and Robert De Niro. And if you don't mind a little chicken blood at the end of a scene, it was some very good nudity from Lisa Bonet. So good, in fact, that Bill Cosby kind of kicked her off the show and spun her off into A Different World, which was a spin-off sitcom from The Cosby Show. Well, believe it or not, her and Lenny Kravitz, even though they were divorced in 93, their daughter, Zoe Kravitz, last year was in a movie called Birds of America, in which she her character shows butt, believe it or not.
So, get out of here already? How old is she?
Yeah, I know. She's like 19 or 20 years old.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
dude.
Lisa Bonet's daughter's already naked. So number 4 on our list, Lisa Bonet and Zoe Kravitz, mother-daughter nudity.
By the way, can I just say, who knew Meredith Baxter Burney had a set like that, Rich?
Look at that.
Who knew Mallory, Elise Keaton?
Yep.
Who knew Stephen Keaton had a handful there? All right, getting into number 3.
We're down to number 3 on our list of naked moms and their naked daughters. Number 3 is Jade Barrymore. Now, she was married to John Barrymore. She posed in Playboy in 1995, but believe it or not, it was in a few movies. One, Last Days of Disco, where she's completely naked. She's another one with surprisingly great big natural breasts. Her daughter, Drew Barrymore, naked quite a few times. Doppelganger, my favorite place, but Boys on the Side also. I actually think the mom has better breasts than the daughter here, Jade Barrymore versus Drew Barrymore. So,
I'm not a big Drew Barrymore fan.
And
I mean, as an actress, yes, but I don't think she's that smoking
hot. She also flashed, remember one of those famous scenes with David Letterman?
Yeah.
All right. And the number one.
Number two,
I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Number 2 on the list, mother-daughter naked combos. You guys know Meet the Parents, the Fockers. The wife on that, Robert De Niro's wife, is Blythe Danner. She was also in one of my favorite movies of the 70s, The Great Santini. But she did, in the early 70s, was very naked in a movie called To Kill a Clown, also Love and Molly. Her daughter is Gwyneth Paltrow. And Bruce Paltrow and Blythe Danner had Gwyneth, and Gwyneth would grow up to not only win an Academy Award in the 90s in Shakespeare in Love, but also be naked in that movie. And I can't tell. This is one where I don't know mother-daughter. It's a little tough to make the call, but both were hot in their day, or I should say Blythe Danner was hot in her day, but good nudity from both. They're number two on my list of naked moms.
Real quick, Mr. Skin, did you hear about Gwyneth Paltrow looking sexy in the new Iron Man or something? Some crazy scenes coming up with her?
Yeah, well, she's not going to be nude, unfortunately, but I can tell you she will look good, no question about it.
Okay.
Finally, getting down to number one. If you're going to do a list like this, mothers, daughters, and you got to look at celebrity, hotness, funniness, nudity, you got to do the list if you're going to do it justice. Number one, Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson. Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to argue
that
one.
No one's going to argue those two.
But I will say that Kate Hudson hotter than Goldie Hawn.
I don't think so.
I definitely think
so.
You know,
it's funny. There's a lot of master debate on this today is Goldie Hawn. I've had half the people say Goldie and half the people say Kate Hudson.
I think
a really close call.
I think Goldie Hawn in her prime way hotter than Kate Hudson.
Oh, man. You know, we should fight that in a few minutes. But
okay.
Mr. Skin.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much for being on
the
show.
Thanks a lot, guys. My pleasure. Take
we appreciate it. MrSkin.com to see all the nude scenes, all your favorite nude scenes, and, of course, this countdown for Mother's Day.